Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, An Introductory Clinical Guide to Dissociative Identity Disorder: Best Practices for Working with Multiplicity, Attachment Wounds, and Complex Trauma by Gregory Nooney is a professional clinical guide for therapists, counselors, social workers, and other mental health practitioners who encounter dissociation in trauma treatment. The book presents dissociative identity disorder as a real, treatable, and often misunderstood condition rather than a sensational or inherently frightening diagnosis. Its purpose is practical to help clinicians identify multiplicity, respond without stigma, build safety, communicate with dissociated parts, and approach trauma work in a paced and ethical manner, drawing on clinical experience and using tools such as case vignettes, sample dialogue, and concrete intervention steps. Nooney positions the book as an introductory resource rather than an exhaustive specialist manual. Its central contribution is to connect detreatment with complex trauma, attachment wounds, stabilization, and internal cooperation in language accessible to practitioners who may feel uncertain or underprepared. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing dissociative identity disorder as a trauma-based and treatable condition. A central topic in the book is the correction of common misconceptions about dissociative identity disorder. Nooney approaches DID not as a rare theatrical phenomenon, but as a clinical presentation connected to severe trauma, attachment disruption, and dissociative defenses that develop in response to overwhelming experience. This framing matters because fear, skepticism, or fascination can distort clinical judgment. If a therapist treats multiplicity as bizarre or implausible, the client may feel shamed, mistrusted, or pressured to conceal symptoms. If the therapist treats it as spectacle, treatment can become destabilizing. The book instead emphasizes a steady trauma-informed stance. DID symptoms are meaningful adaptations that once helped the person survive. This view does not minimize impairment, but it changes the therapeutic task. The clinician is not trying to debate whether parts are real in a sensational sense, but to understand how dissociated self-states organize memory, emotion, behavior, and protection. By reducing stigma, the book gives practitioners a foundation for careful assessment, rapport, and treatment planning. Secondly, understanding alters through function, role, and internal system organization, Nooney gives attention to the practical challenge of working with distinct identity states, often referred to as alters or parts. The book encourages clinicians to ask what role each part serves, rather than treating parts as random personalities. Some may carry traumatic memory, some may manage daily functioning, some may protect against perceived danger, and others may express fear, anger, shame, or unmet attachment needs. This functional understanding helps the clinician avoid two common errors: ignoring parts altogether, or privileging one part as the only legitimate client. In DID treatment, the presenting adult self may not have access to all memories, emotions, or motivations active in the system. Therapy therefore requires curiosity about internal organization, shifts in presentation, amnesia, conflict among parts, and the protective logic behind symptoms. The book positions system awareness as a clinical tool, not a theatrical exercise. Mapping roles and patterns can help predict dysregulation, reduce internal conflict, and support cooperation. It also reinforces respect for the whole person rather than reducing treatment to symptom suppression. Thirdly, prioritizing stabilization and resourcing before direct trauma memory work. The book reflects a cautious approach to trauma treatment by emphasizing stabilization before intensive processing of traumatic memories. In clients with DID, trauma material may be separated behind dissociative barriers, and premature exposure can overwhelm the system, increase switching, intensify self-destructive impulses, or disrupt daily functioning. Nooney therefore highlights resourcing techniques that help clients and parts manage dysregulation. These may include grounding, containment, orientation to present safety, internal communication practices, and strategies for reducing conflict among parts. The reasoning is practical. A client cannot process traumatic material effectively if the internal system lacks enough cooperation and affect tolerance to remain engaged. Stabilization is not avoidance, it is preparation. It builds the conditions under which later trauma work can occur with less risk. This topic is especially valuable for clinicians trained in general trauma methods who may assume that direct memory processing is always the central intervention. Nooney clarifies that DID requires a slower, more structured pace in which safety, consent, and system readiness guide the timing of deeper work. Fourthly, using therapeutic dialogue to build cooperation across dissociated parts. A distinctive practical emphasis of the guide is the use of direct, respectful therapeutic communication with different parts of the client system. The book includes sample dialogues and clinical examples to show how a therapist might acknowledge parts, invite communication, and reduce fear or hostility without escalating fragmentation. This matters because D treatment often fails when the therapist addresses only one presenting state, while other parts remain unheard, mistrustful, or opposed to therapy. Cooperation does not require forcing immediate integration or demanding that all parts agree. It begins with creating enough internal communication for the client to notice needs, share information, and reduce destructive internal conflict. The therapist models curiosity and neutrality, helping parts recognize that they belong to one life and one body, even when they experience themselves as separate. This approach is clinically concrete because it translates abstract ideas about multiplicity into session behavior, how to speak, how to pace questions, how to respond to protective parts, and how to maintain alliance when the client presentation shifts. Lastly, defining the introductory clinician role and the limits of basic DID competence, because the book is introductory. It also implicitly defines what beginning competence with DID should include. Nooney does not appear to present the text as a replacement for specialized training, supervision, or advanced dissociation expertise. Instead, it offers a foundation for clinicians who may encounter DID but feel uncertain about recognition and early treatment. This positioning is important. DID work can involve risk, including destabilization, memory confusion, dependency dynamics, self-harm concerns, and ethical challenges around suggestibility and client autonomy. A responsible introductory guide must therefore help practitioners know both what to do and when to seek consultation. The book gives clinicians practical starting points, reduce stigma, assess dissociation carefully, respect all parts, strengthen stabilization, and proceed slowly with trauma processing. At the same time, its scope suggests that advanced cases may require further study and experience guidance. This balance makes the text useful in real clinical settings, where many practitioners need enough competence to respond appropriately before they become specialists. In conclusion, this book is best suited for mental health professionals who work with trauma but do not yet feel confident identifying or treating dissociative identity disorder. Therapists, counselors, social workers, graduate trainees, and clinicians in community or private practice may benefit from its emphasis on practical recognition, respectful engagement with parts, stabilization, and phase trauma work. Its intellectual value lies in linking multiplicity to complex trauma and attachment wounds without sensationalizing the diagnosis. Its practical value lies in giving clinicians language and structure for sessions in which dissociation, switching, amnesia, or internal conflict appear. Compared with broader trauma texts, it focuses more directly on the clinical realities of multiplicity. Compared with advanced dissociation manuals, it appears more accessible and oriented toward foundational competence. The book stands out because it combines stigma reduction with concrete clinical tools, including examples of how therapists can communicate with alters and support internal cooperation. It is not likely to satisfy readers seeking a highly specialized or exhaustive treatment model, but that is not its primary purpose. Its strength is realistic, positioning it helps clinicians move from uncertainty, avoidance, or skepticism toward careful trauma-informed engagement with DID. If you would like to support Gregory Nooney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.